Welcome to Glow Republic, the art of aesthetics. Now, we all dream about having dewy, youthful, radiant skin, and we all did at one point in our lives. When we were babies, they talk about having skin like a baby's bottom. Well, it is achievable, and there are treatments out there that can help you have healthier skin tone, glowing skin, firmer skin, and improve everything about it. So today, it is my pleasure to welcome the lady who can tell us all about it, Dr. Farah Maiden of Medical Skin Clinic. Welcome.
Thanks, Helen. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's so good to have you on. And I mean, these skin boosters that they offer are absolutely amazing. I know there's a whole bunch of them, but let's first start with finding out exactly what are skin boosters before we jump into all the different ones on offer.
Absolutely. I think, you know, even if we took a step back and, you know, why are we using skin boosters? What they're for? As you know, skin aging is inevitable. And there's two factors to it. There's intrinsic and extrinsic. So what's happening inside your body, like our age, you know, what we consume. And then your extrinsic factors is what you can do to accelerate it or decelerate it, like using your SPF would protect your skin. All those type of different things. So traditionally, when your skin ages, your skin becomes wrinkly, liney, saggy, dehydrated, you know, you have visible photo damage. And before all of this injectables were around, the traditional method was to remove this excess skin, so facelifts, etc. And then there was a shift to using fillers and Botox, the likes of Botox, as your anti-wrinkle injections to try and achieve younger looking skin. But, you know, in reality, fillers and Botox, you know, they're doing completely different things. So fillers will, yes, it will kind of replace lost volume, but they do nothing for anti-aging properties.
Yes.
So they don't actually treat your skin to achieve this nice, glowy, younger looking skin. Botulinum toxin or anti-wrinkle injections will stop your muscles from moving. So it reduces the appearance of lines and wrinkles, but we're not treating our skin. So where do we go with it? And this is where skin boosters play a huge part of it. So they're often injectable products that you use that are injected into your skin. And generally, they're a course of treatments. It could be a course of 2, 3, depending on the type of skin boosters we have. So essentially, they're injectable treatments that will help with the aging process of the skin. So it gives you younger, more youthful looking skin, more hydrated, you know, it reduces the appearance of crepiness and those kind of things.
And then, I mean, you spoke about dermal fillers as well. So they're not actually dermal fillers. Is it more superficial? It's not as deep as a dermal filler would be injected, or is it less invasive then?
Yeah. So dermal fillers, if we look at dermal fillers are like, it's made out of hyaluronic acid. But if you can think of, let me see what's relatable. Okay, like spaghetti, for example, right? So with spaghetti, you can have it like really soft cooked spaghetti where it just kind of molds into your plate or your fork. You know, do you know what I'm saying? And then there's your harder versions when it's al dente, where it's quite firm and it stays put. It's not malleable.
So
if you think about dermal fillers as your essentially your al dente spaghetti or pasta and your you know, and your skin boosters as something much more soft.
All right.
You know, or the other comparison is like, you know, something like really thick honey or maple syrup.
Oh, right. I see what you mean. So it's almost like the viscosity of what is being injected as well. So
the viscosity, the way it's primed as well.
Yes.
So it's cross-linked to stay in place. So dermal fillers are hyaluronic acid that's cross-linked to fill a space and stay where it's placed.
All right.
Whereas pure hyaluronic acid, which is generally the component of a lot of the skin boosters, wouldn't stay in place. It would spread throughout your face, improving hydration.
And that's what you want. So how does it actually work? The stuff that's being injected, and we're going to jump into all the different kind of products on offer. So it gets injected, and then what does it actually do?
Yeah, so it depends on the type of skin boosters that you have. I don't know, like what's really trending at the minute is the sperm facials. Have you heard of that?
No, and I know you're going to tell me. I'm a little scared. I'm a little bit scared, but tell me anyway.
You hear it. I mean, I was quite horrified to hear it described as well. But essentially, what they were doing is extracting DNA from salmon sperm to get this product called PDRN stimulators.
Yeah.
So that's like your amoeba, your nucleophile, your nucleodyne. You know, those are the skin boosters that utilizes the PDRN, so polydeoxyribonucleic.
Okay, so that's not hyaluronic acid then, that's something different.
No, so that's something different. So that is the one that stands apart from like likes of your hyaluronic acid-based injectables. The way that works, this one works, is basically it changes your... It's highly purified DNA, and so there's no risk of impurities, and there's good peptides, proteins, and lipids in it. And what it does is it changes the cellular activity to kind of promote collagen synthesis and anti-inflammatory effects. So it basically gives you... it talks to the cells and tells it to, hey, go on and give us some collagen, and that's what it does. But because it's working that way, you don't see the results as quickly as, like, say, your hyaluronic acid type of skin boosters. Mm. So that's one way, that's one thing, that's one type of skin boosters. And then you also have your exosomes, which work with a similar type of idea, where it's changing the activity of your skin cells at a cellular level.
Okay.
So that's two different things that are trending at the minute.
So I would imagine with something like that, like you said, the ones that take a little bit longer, you definitely would need a course, and it would have to be ongoing, because I suppose you're changing the behavior of the cell.
Yes.
And then it would need reminding, I would imagine.
It would need to be reminding, and like depending on the product you use, like if you get a course of three, generally they're about maybe 4 to 6 weeks apart. Mm-hmm. And I would suggest, maybe getting it done maybe every 6 months.
Okay.
So there is a lot of ongoing ongoing treatment required as well to keep the cells looking young. I mean, it's a man's world. Like, as for women, as we get older, we lose, our estrogen. So we lose our ability to produce more collagen. So, it doesn't get easier for us.
No, I know. It's sounding like a bit of a nightmare, I must be honest. But I suppose then that also will dictate, the frequency of the courses. And like you mentioned up front, you said about obviously lifestyle factors and everything else are involved. So obviously if somebody would come in, they'd have an appointment and they'd be like, right, this is your age. This is what we need to fix. And then you'd set it up accordingly and have as many as you need to get the full benefit. And what are the benefits? Though, like what kind of changes can you hope to see after you've had skin boosters, whether it's one treatment for the hyaluronic acid or the course as mentioned for the other ones?
So for the other ones, like the hyaluronic acid ones, you do get plumping of your skin. It's not that much visible lifting as you get with dermal fillers, but your skin is plumper, it's more dewy, it's more toned, there is smoothing of the crepiness, and you do get a nice glow from it.
Yeah.
And the most popular skin boosters that's been going for a while would be Profhilo.
Oh, yes.
Have you heard of Profhilo?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, I mean, Profhilo is a lovely treatment, but it's very expensive and it does require a lot more than they say you do.
Yeah.
So I would suggest, like with Profhilo, when you get Profhilo injections, your skin looks amazing, but it's not long lived.
Yes.
So for me, I think there is a place for skin boosters, but it's not the be all and end all. There are other kind of treatments that can give you a lot of collagen banking. And that is to kind of keep collagen in store for your skin so you don't have to have as much treatment.
Yes, and then it's cheaper, obviously, as well.
Yeah, well, yeah. A lot of these treatments are expensive. If you're going for skin boosters on its own, it's your sole treatment to keep your skin young. It's going to cost you a lot of money. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things to consider as well. You know, are you using the right SPF? Are you using the right products for your skin for anti-aging purposes or for other purposes? Like if you are prone to pigmentation, for example, that can lead to a lot more signs of photoaging. And, you know, there's lots of things to consider. And this is where it becomes difficult, is when somebody comes into me and they've booked in for fillers, and fillers are not the answer for them. Yes. And we have to start at scratch.
Exactly.
And, you know, and then they often leave puzzled and they come back again, and that's okay. And we talk again about it and just make sure that they're getting the right treatment.
Exactly.
That they need.
Rather, well, that's why Glow Republic exists, to get all the information so people can try and make the right decisions. And it is important to communicate with the aesthetic practitioner like yourself, the doctor, whoever you're going to make sure that you are getting the right thing, because just because your next door neighbor got it, it might not be the right thing for you.
Absolutely. And a lot of people don't like to talk about treatments that they've had. And, you know, they might have said they got Botox, but, you know, the reality is they could have had a whole lot of other things that you don't know about.
Exactly. Like, they disappeared.
Fine.
Yeah.
You know, fine.
They disappeared for a few weeks and came back, and they actually had a facelift, and there you are trying to achieve the same results. So Dr. Farah, talk me through, if somebody came in for skin boosters, let's just to make it simple, they came in to have Profhilo. What actually happens when they get in the chair? Because I know, you know, a lot of the people who listen to the podcast are scared of needles. I often get messages on the social media going, how much does it hurt? Does it hurt? So talk us through so that people can get an idea.
Okay. So Profhilo, what actually happens? Okay. So if someone's come in to me and we've discussed everything, and Profhilo is what we're going to go for, and that's a suitable treatment for them. What happens is we cleanse your skin. Hopefully there wouldn't be too much makeup. It was best to come into a clinic with very little on to avoid infection, et cetera, because sometimes it can be hard to remove all the makeup.
Yeah.
We generally mark out the areas. There's five different injection points. This is called bioaesthetic profile. So it's, you know, placed in a specific specific placements in your face, in each side of your face, or neck, or decolletage, or body, depending on which parts you're treating. Mm-hmm. And some people use local anesthetic beforehand, where they apply a little bit of topical. I don't. Because I think the pinch, the needle, it does sting a little bit, but it's not long lasting.
Yeah.
You know, so it literally stings for about 5 seconds in each spot. You know, it's very tolerable. If somebody's very squeamish, there are distraction methods that you can use. You can use like a little vibration clay to distract them from the needle actually penetrating into the skin. I find that works better because most of the discomfort comes from when the product's actually going into the skin.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, rather than the needle itself.
Yeah. But I mean, like you said, it's one little pinch for 5 seconds. You do all the points on the face, and then you're done. So basically, depending on how many points you do according to the consultation, they could be in and out of the chair in how long?
Oh, literally no longer than 10 minutes. Like they're like amazing. The treatment itself, like if you're minusing all the prepping we're doing, the injections itself will take less than 5 minutes.
Well, that is definitely bearable. And then what kind of price points are we talking? I know you guys offer a whole bunch of the polynucleotides and Profhilo and everything else. Just give us a range, perhaps, just so people can get an idea.
Like Profhilo, so Profhilo, essentially a course of two is required, and we charge around €300 per session. And so that's two sessions, so it's 600. And that's per area. That's the only thing about Profhilo that, you know, I'm not so keen about is, like, you know, you fairly rack up the price of it when you treat other areas as well. So in that case, we might consider a different type of skin booster that will treat the whole face rather than just the lower face.
And what about the fancy sperm one, I have to ask?
Oh, they're around the same price. So it depends on the type of product we use. So it's between €250 and €300, depending on the product.
And then, like you said, depending on what you need done, it will be repeated. But you might have one, and then 6 weeks later, 4 to 6 weeks, you have another one, and then a little bit of a longer gap. And then you can come every 6 months, depending on the product. So I suppose it really is important to have the full consultation with you, with the consultant, with the aesthetic doctor or whoever people are going to be seeing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, like, you know, there is no quick fix to getting your skin changed at a cellular level. And, you know, there's no quick fix to it. Yeah. It's going to take a little bit of time, and it's a process. And I think once people understand that, they're happy to go with it and you know, work with what you can offer them.
Amazing. And like you said, you know, there are different solutions for different problems, and it really is important to get to the bottom of what each individual has, you know, what problem they have, to offer the correct treatment and the correct skin booster, because there is a range.
Absolutely. 100%.
Well, Dr. Farah, thank you for unpacking skin boosters today on Glow Republic. We went from spaghetti to sperm. It's been a very interesting chat indeed. And I think it's been really helpful for people to get an idea on the road to getting dewy, youthful skin, which is what we all want.
We all want that, of course. Thank you, Helen, for having me.
Thank you for listening to Glow Republic. Please feel free to share and subscribe. And if there are any treatments or tweakments you'd like us to feature, get in touch on our social media. Instagram and Twitter is @glowrepublic.podcast. See you soon.